We're blowing the doors wide open on Inside Wealth right here on Talk 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco. And with us now is our Brain Trust member, Marcia Weider, America's dream coach, CEO and founder of Dream University. She's been on Oprah, has written a number of books, including her latest, which is called Dreams Are Whispers from the Soul. And right now, there's another reality out there which isn't whispering, and it's kind of telling us that life is hard, and we've got a lot of reasons to be in fear. And Marcia, your timing today is absolutely perfect, as always. How are
you? Well, I'm excited to be here, and especially to talk to people about how do you deal with that doubt and overcome fear. It's awfully loud out there right now. And what I believe is that inside each of us, we have the dreamer that says, yes, I can. We're hearing that out there a lot right now. And we also have the doubter that says, no, you can't. And here are all the reasons why. And I know that if we turn the voice of the doubter down, it becomes the voice of the realist that pretty much wants to know where are you going to get the money and where are you going to get the time? Basically, what's the plan? And I think if we have not dealt with our own doubt and we meet another doubter on the road, their doubt can magnify ours. But if we've dealt with our own doubt and we meet another doubter on the road, by contrast, it becomes an opportunity to deepen our commitment and our conviction to our own dreams. So what I want to go on record as saying is that our attitudes and beliefs are never neutral. They're either moving us forward or holding us back. But a lot of us forget we can choose what we believe. So what will it take for you to believe in yourself, to believe in your dreams, even to believe in the unknown? I must say I have stopped watching the news and put down the newspaper for a while because it's the same thing over and over and over again. And what I want to deepen and develop in myself is not only my belief in myself and my dreams, but this faith to be able to move forward on what hasn't been fully revealed. And during a time that holds a great deal of uncertainty, I think it's so critical that we can go into that deeper, quiet place inside of us that can be a foundational place for us to stand that will support us in believing in ourselves, believing in our dreams, taking greater risks, and basically acting on what's important to us.
You know, you made several great points all in one that I love to underscore. One is that the newspapers and the news is somebody else's reality that they're creating. That we have a choice to say it's our own, and that's the way it is, or not. And what you're suggesting is, as opposed to taking somebody else's reality, which frankly doesn't look all that much fun, it's filled with fear, and it's designed in many ways to keep people in power and keeping us, whoever we are, powerless, and turn the tables and take that time away from that kind of negative, fearful messaging that's going to keep us in line and keep us inside this box that doesn't feel too good and is nowhere close to our dreams.
Exactly.
And rather spend that time going within and feeling the truth of this reality that we want to live and create for ourselves.
I love that. I really love that because sometimes there's no evidence that your dreams or your desires or that your goals are a good idea. And sometimes there's no evidence, especially on a big dream, that this is the right time to pursue it. But where are you looking for evidence? For gosh sakes, don't look in your checkbook. Don't look at the stock market. Don't look at the newspaper on the news. The place to look to decide whether or not you're going to believe in your dream is in your own heart. And then you have to take action on it to prove that you really do believe it. It's not enough to click our heels together three times and say, I do believe, I do believe, I do believe. It's the taking action on it that actually strengthens the commitment and the conviction that we're talking about.
You know, that's a great point, Marcia. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's an and both situation where
Exactly. We
need to go inside and get that wellspring of passion and purpose and vitality aligned, and then have enough courage and faith to start taking an action step or two. in that direction.
And that could be our invitation to your listeners today, to do something today to demonstrate that you're more committed to your vision, to your dream, to a commitment, than to any doubt, fear, or reality that might be in your way.
You know, that's a great point. In fact, I would challenge anybody out there who spends some portion of every day watching the TV, reading the newspaper, and getting freaked out by all the headlines you see, whether it's even on the internet, and rather take the time you'd be spending, maybe, you know, locking yourself into somebody else's reality, and spending time with yourself and being really clear on what it is you do want to live. It's that simple. Marcia, thank you so much for joining us, as always.
Always a pleasure, and anytime. Thanks for dreaming big, Stu, and for helping so many other people do the same.
And you as well. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, as we're rounding up our fifth to last show of Inside Wealth, at least in this incarnation, because you know, the amazing thing about this life, at least one of them, is that, have you noticed, we actually get to have more than one life in the same body. You know, ask anybody who has more than one career. Dare I say, more than one marriage. You know, we all get to have more than one life in the same body. And, you know, we started Inside Wealth 3 years ago. 3 years ago, with an idea that somehow we could help to shift the world. And maybe that's a little bit grandiose, and maybe there's definitely some of this ego attachment to the impact. Because I got to tell you, when our company decided to kind of let this one go, I understand the reason why, from a business standpoint, to focus on our internet video, which, by the way, enjoymedia.com or innerespresso.com. If I use that one, innerespresso.com, that's E-S-P-R-E-S-S-O, like the Italian spelling, innerespresso.com, and have a shot for yourself. You know, it's a very brief dose of wisdom in 90 seconds delivered by somebody like a major leadership or executive coach or a current or former CEO that has as much application in your personal life as it does professionally. It's truly both. So anyway, not that this is all about an ad for that, but it is very compelling. It's going to shift people's lives, maybe yours as well. Maybe yours as well. But in any event, it gave me cause to take a look and okay, we got this 1 month to live here on the radio show. And on one level, I went to a place of, you know, Stu, had you really done it better, you know, you'd still be going and growing in the radio show. And it gives me a great chance to, you know, to take a look at what's true. And what's really true about all of this is, I admit it, I'll tell you right now, I would love to shift the planet. I would love to snap my fingers and have everybody care for each other more or love each other more. Start with speaking the truth to each other in ways that don't make other people wrong. And that it's okay to suspend our judgments a bit. Because I got to tell you what it really comes down to, and the reason why I started the show in the first place, and the reason why I'm going to keep on going past this show is over, is because it feels so good for me. Whoever me is, whoever it is that's speaking, that has the thought, which I know is beyond the physical fissures of gray matter inside my cranium, I know that it's more than that. Whatever it is, I don't know, I can't, you know, call it the soul, whatever, you know, divine energy, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you call yourself, beyond your hands, your bones, your skin, and all the physical components of your body, you know there's something else operating. Like, whoever is listening to this right now, for example, is something more than skin and bones. Right? And all I can say is, whatever or whoever I am inside my skin and bones, it feels so good. It feels so joyful and so playful and so good. It feels like a kind of wealth that money can't buy. And that's what I've been doing my best to communicate and to share with you all, is that no matter how hard life seems to be, no matter how many curveballs or fastballs aimed at your head, or whatever it is where it seems like life can be really hard and painful and a struggle, especially as we focus on the money. For so many of us, especially as we focus on the money, which is our society scorecard and is our sense of society lifeblood, in some ways, it's the ultimate golden calf that whether we recognize it or not, or admit it or not, for so many of us, money is more important than anything else, ultimately, even though we claim to the contrary. At least that seems how we place our attention with how much time we spend with our lives and the things we do and the things we say in its pursuit, which at times we know are not caring or loving or honoring, because there's some form of either survival going on or some kind of a competition where we need to prove ourselves better than whoever else it is out there, to feel good about ourselves or something. And the whole essence of this show, and Jean Houston, God bless her, you know, she really nails it right on the head when she talks about partnership and having this whole mystery, you know, partnership with each other on a deep, profound way, and partnership with this planet of ours, because, you know, it could probably live on without us. I'm not sure that we could live on without it. So why not be in partnership with it? In deep, profound partnership. And she went on to say, talking about partnership with something greater than all of us, the sense of divinity, that this unified field, whatever it is that we're all made of, all of that intangible, invisible stuff that we all have in common on a deep level, whether we were born with one leg or whether we were born to the king of a country or a CEO, silver spoon, you know, or, you know, wooden spoon or no spoon at all. There is this stuff that makes us all up that we know is all made up of the same stuff on some profound level. We know this. And the whole purpose of this program, ever since it got started, was simply to be a conduit, to share how good it feels to be inside our body, for me to be inside my body. And at times, I gotta tell you, it feels like a party of one. It really does. And I can go to a place of loneliness about it and separation and say, gee, why can't everybody else get this? Why is it so hard? What is so hard to understand that this is such a great gift, that this life we have? Why not love each other? Why not play? Yeah, we got all these amazing stories from way back when. We don't even know who even wrote these things. You know, there's really no author on the Bible. I don't see anybody's name on there. They say it's God, but come on, you know, we know it had to be translated. And we know on a profound level it's so easy to lose things in translation. You know, and you got to figure, isn't this just one giant game of telephone? Where generations and generations ago, they did the best they could to try and figure out what Jesus was saying and put it down and all of that. But, you know, a very close friend of mine who was a war hero, literally a war hero, became a stockbroker, left that, and has dedicated his work to philanthropy, said to me the other day, there are two words and principles that have been hijacked that really pisses him off. One is Christianity, because with all due respect to anybody practicing as a Christian, there is a real distinction between the teachings of Christ and the way Christianity is practiced and promulgated. And the other is patriotism. Because anybody who wraps themselves in the cloak of our great American flag can claim themselves a patriot, when in truth there seems to be a real distinction between patriotism, which is really about what's best for us, and the American way. which is what's in it for me. There's a real distinction. And there are a lot of people who claim themselves to be patriots when really it's all about them. And so what I just want to leave you with for this one of the last episodes of Inside Wealth in this incarnation is how wonderful it could be just to relax in the truth that we are so much greater than our bodies and this life we have and this moment we have for however long we have it, whether it's 1 month or hopefully many, many years, that this moment is so precious. And it is truly here for the loving. Until next week, invest in yourself, your passions, your purpose, and your planet.
Join us again same time next week on Talk 910 KNEW. And be sure to visit our website at insidewealth.net. Subscribe to our podcast, blog, or learn more about Inside Wealth with Stu Zimmerman. Thanks for listening. Talk 910 KNEW. Turn the clock to zero, boss, the river's wide, we'll swim across the